Jamaica is seeking to capitalize on the economic opportunities during the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, from August 5 to 21. Jamaican Ambassador to Brazil, Alison Stone Roof, says the embassy is working closely with the government and private entities to carry out various projects before and during the Games.
The Jamaican Embassy in Brazil is actually working very closely, both with JAMPRO and with the Jamaica Tourist Board, to see how best to engage during the Olympics and the Paralympics, which follows shortly thereafter, 1st September. There is a plan to have an installation, a Jamaica House, a hospitality house, for fans, Brazilians, visitors in general who are in Rio for the Olympic Games.
Mrs. Stone Roof adds that JAMPRO will be carrying out trade and investment activities at the event. A team from the Jamaica Tourist Board, the JTB, is in Brazil to look at venues for the various events and making plans for the way forward. The embassy, established some 4 years ago, has been successful in carrying out work in a number of areas.
Even with the economic downturn in Brazil, which is widely known, we've had reasonable success with many things, especially on the soft diplomacy side. We've had lots of cultural interest. We've had two large festivals with tributes to Jamaica, large outlays of funds and personnel with dedicated tributes to Jamaica and Jamaican national heroes. We've had a fair amount of interest in terms of business, trade and commerce between Jamaica and Brazil.
Other works have seen to the establishment of a Jamaica-Brazil Chamber of Commerce based in Sao Paulo. Mrs. Stone Roof says the chamber is centered on commerce, establishing closer tourism, industrial manufacturing, and all of the standard elements that go into deepening a business relationship between Jamaica and Brazil. Plans are underway to revamp the chamber.
We're revamping that chamber and look forward to rolling out in the next few months a new president and a new vision and new energy as we move forward. So we're quite pleased with the success that the team has had. And the embassy looks forward to doing even more in the next few weeks leading up to the Olympics.
If you're planning to attend the Olympic Games 2016, there's some good news for you. There is a visa waiver for all Jamaicans who will be traveling to Rio for the Games.
There was a visa abolition agreement which was finalized with Brazil, which was also quite a happy moment for us as the Jamaican team in Brasilia, because I think largely because Jamaica had finally established an embassy here. But that successfully means that there's a visa waiver for all Jamaicans holding Jamaican passports and who will be here under 30 days.
With the visa waiver in place, Jamaicans must convince the immigration officer of their motive for entering Brazil. Hence, there are some basic requirements for entry in this regard.
Usually, immigration authorities stress the provision of proof of tickets for the Olympic events and the hotel reservations, and usually a valid passport, yellow fever vaccination certificate, which is essential for Brazil, a round-trip airline ticket, proof of address where they will be staying. Those are the basic requirements.
Jamaican Ambassador to Brazil, Alison Stone Roof. Mrs. Stone Roof says the embassy stands ready to assist Jamaicans who might fall into difficulty while in Brazil. For further information, visit the embassy's website at jamaicanembassy.br.com.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.
Children need your love and protection.
Protecting children is everybody's business. Let us see every child as our child. A timely reminder from the JIS for Child Month.
Love us. Don't abuse us.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.